Texas Democrat, "We took a private jet to D.C. because everybody wants to see us together." By Hannah Blow on July 13, 2021. Texas State Representative Trey Fisher, D. One of the dozens of Democrat state lawmakers who fled the state as part of a protest against the legislature's pursuit of measures to strengthen election integrity, claimed he and his colleagues chartered a flight to D.C. because everybody wanted to see them together. Speaking on CNN's New Day on Tuesday, Fisher defended their mode of transportation, contending it was what the people wanted to see. So, number one, when you break a quorum you want to be successful. So I think everybody wants to see 51, 52, 55 Democrats on the same plane. That's reassuring, Fisher said, referring to the picture showing several maskless, smiling Democrat lawmakers aboard the plane. Number two, to get a flight out of town at a time certain. You know, getting everybody to come if from across the state. You need to fly privately, Fisher continued, attempting to make the plane sound more ordinary by noting the absence of fancy couches. And, as you can see from the picture, we're talking about the same kind of plane that the public uses every day, he said. There are no fancy couches or anything like that. This was just a regular plane that moved us from one state to another. According to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the lawmakers will be arrested once they arrive back in the Lone Star State. What the law is, it's in the Constitution, and that is the House. The State House of Representatives who are here in the Capitol in Austin right now. They do have the ability to issue a call to have their fellow members who are not showing up to be arrested. But only so long as that arrest is made in the state of Texas, Abbott said during an appearance on the Ingram Angle. That's why they have fled the state. Once they step back into the state of Texas, they will be arrested and brought to the Texas Capitol. And we will be conducting business, he added. Vice President Kamala Harris is among those who have lavished the Democrats with praise, describing them as leaders who are marching in the path that so many others before did when they fought and many died for our right to vote.